Welcome and breathe in air. Abstract Illusions Radio, the show that explores and exposes the many aspects of expression, with your host, Jennifer Hillman.
Good evening, everyone. This is Jennifer Hillman. I am back from my travels. It is great to be here. This is Air. I am happy to have you here, and I already know we have a caller on the line, and I don't want to let them waiting, so if they could connect the caller now, that'd be great.
Hi, Jennifer.
Hey, you need to speak up a little bit more.
Hi, Jennifer. This is Sally.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. How can I help you tonight?
Well, I was just wondering if, I think I saw you, a couple weeks ago?
Uh-huh.
And I was wondering, you said that I needed to connect with somebody with three things, and I can't remember what it was. Mentally? Emotionally?
You know, right now I'm not picking up exactly what you're... I remember talking to you, but I'm not exactly what the three things were.
Okay. Is something about mentally available, emotionally available.
Oh, okay. So they have to be physically, mentally, and emotionally available.
Okay. I thought Christine was going to be on the line and everything tonight.
She might be. She usually is listening, but I'm not sure if she's on the line. She isn't talking right now. We just started the show.
Okay, I know. Okay, and is there anything else that I need to know at this time, do you think?
Just relax. You're trying too hard.
Okay.
You're trying to force things, and you got to let them flow. Right now, we're still in this period of everything getting formulated, so just think about what you want and what you need in your life. And just understand to pay attention to the signs of what you need to do to make it happen.
Okay.
And once you do that, that's fine. And it's like you say, you think in one thing, yes, I want this, and you're going without really understanding how or what to do.
Okay, I see the show tonight's about the breath of air.
That is my slogan.
Oh, that's your slogan. Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
The slogan is with each breath of air. Gaining insights and inspirations.
Okay.
Tonight's show is about acceptance, and also I'm going to be talking a little bit about the relationship with money.
Oh, good, good. So how do I get to listen to the show?
Actually, you need to get on the Internet and go to bbsradio.com.
Okay.
And we are on Station 1, and it's
okay.
Live right now, so you just click on the connector for listening to the show, and you'll be right on the air.
Okay, I can't wait to hear what else you got to say.
All right, thank you for calling.
Thank you, Jen. Love you.
Bye-bye. Thank you very much. Many blessings to you. Well, good evening, everyone. This is Jennifer Elman, and I am taking your calls today, so if you would like to call in, please feel free. The numbers are 877-876-5227 or 888-815-9756, and I am going to be talking a little bit about allowing and acceptance. And one thing that I have recently noticed in my travels, and I was back east in Cleveland, Ohio, and it's a really beautiful city, but in many ways it was like going back in time, and it's because of the history of the town. And because of the history, there was a certain energy there that really was amazing to experience. And the energy was the strength and the ethics and the values that people have, and how much it was quite different than it is on the West. And one thing I've noticed is they're very family-oriented, and these are all great values, very family-oriented, hard-working people they really know what they want, and they go for it, with understanding that other people are involved. There was a lot of people working together to make sure everybody was getting what they needed. And I was amazed in the fact that there's so many people now that are cutthroat and looking out for themselves. And in this time of economic stressful times, it was really very interesting and great to see people working together and helping each other out, really stopping and listening what the person needed and seeing how each other could be helped by one helping another and back again. And it's not something I see too much on the West Coast. A lot of time it's very cutthroat. It's me and it's all about me. And sometimes it needs to be that way. But these days things are shifting, so we are more like those old values. Being there for someone else and giving back to that person for helping you out. It was very interesting to see the old buildings and the details and just feeling the energy of that history, of all the strife and all the panic and chaos that Cleveland has gone through, and understanding that they got through it. Yes, there's a lot of plants closing and a lot of people lost jobs back there, but still, they're getting by. They've got the strength of the family backbone. And that's something that a lot of people are losing. And it was good to see that it still existed. And it was very interesting and fun to be able to see the people playing with each other and joking and having fun and being lighthearted, even though things are tight. And they're accepting the situation, doing the best they can, and then moving on. They're not panicking. They're not holding on to that panic. They're saying something will show up, and it's having that faith and that trust that the universe is going to make everything okay. Yes, they do work very hard, and I'm not saying that the people on the West Coast don't work hard, because we all do. It's just a very different way of doing it. I've always lived on west of the Mississippi, and I grew up in Los Angeles, where it's so separate. It's always the individual that comes first. I have really worked in a lot of situations where there was that team effort, but there was always somebody doing the extra work, and it was very noticeable. And I just have a great appreciation for the hardworking people that I do meet everywhere I go. And right now, it's just accepting who and what you are and understanding things are going to get better. And as I told the caller right now, it is a time for people to understand you got to make a plan. And you don't necessarily have to act on it immediately, but understand that if you don't know what you want to do, you need to sit still and understand there is a plan out there for you. And if you have no clue of what to do, think back to your childhood. Your childhood dreams are very real, and they really were a time that of inspiration with the imagination. And that's another thing that a lot of people are lacking right now. That imagination, that childhood play, laughter, it does wonders. So if you can think of a childhood game or a childhood experience that inspire you to do something, to really achieve a dream, there's your inspiration to sit still and go back to that and figure out where things changed. Where did you make that decision to have that experience that you're having now? That is something I also had a lot of time to do on this trip, was really see my own past and decisions and choices I made and where I got now and where I'm heading. It was very clear cut for me what and where my heart lies. And it truly is in the arts. It is in helping people understand that self-expression, that creativity that everyone has in different forms. It may be the detailed work of putting something together like a car or a building or even writing a note. But every little thing you do has some inspiration and some imagination. And it's just accepting and allowing it to blossom that can add so much to your life. And really appreciating that creativity in whatever expression it is. Times are going very fast and slow at the same time. I've noticed that we're already at the end of March, folks, and it seems like we just had January, and we just had Christmas, and soon it's April, and we are going through so much time, and the duality has truly collapsed. There's only one way to go, and that's forward. So let's look at the past one more time. See what we're learning. See that we have learned. And move forward. And understand that a lot of things that we've done in the past, the choices we've made, a lot of them have been through the relationship and understanding the economics of everything that's going on right now. And understanding that we need to really have a chance to really appreciate the people around us as well, because they are people that we wanted in our lives one way or another. They may be something that hasn't been much fun, a really hard lesson, but we created that scenario for a reason. And as soon as you truly understand that scenario and go a little deeper within yourself, because most situations, folks, are a repeating lesson, that you just need to go deeper. So you really have to accept the situation and the fact that you truly are creating your reality. You know, I was talking to a friend about a situation that he was in, and he goes, I did not create this. And in my mind, I said, there's no arguing with this person. He just isn't in that place to see how he did. So I just let it go. But his thoughts, his actions, somewhere in the past, created a situation that he's living through now. And it's just a chance for us to all grow a little bit more and go a little deeper inside of ourselves to understand. Now, one thing that I noticed with everything recently is the relationship people have with money. Money is just energy. You can create it really quite quickly if you're in the right mind state. You have to be in the state of mind that you understand miracles happen every day. And manifest it. Understand how much money you truly need in your life. And if you say, oh, thousands of millions of dollars, in time you'll get it. But take baby steps and say, okay, I need $4,000. I need $6,000. I need even $500. Take those baby steps and understand that you're making a relationship with yourself about money and having it come into your life, that it is an illusion. None of this is real. And we have to understand that our imagination and our creativity is so strong that the chair you're sitting on seems real. and the glass that you have in your hand or your cup in your hand seems real. That's how strong your imagination is. So there's no reason why you can't imagine and manifest all your needs and all your desires. Understand, you have to be able to truly believe you can have everything you want. And once you do that, you truly understand the secret of unlimitlessness. So if you need a little extra cash, know that it's coming and create that miracle. Create your goal and say, okay, this is what I need. Understand everything you don't need about the situation and exactly what you do want. For example, let's say we want to manifest $500 and we want to manifest $500 to pay off a credit card. So we have to imagine and see that credit card bill at a zero balance. We need to see writing that check or getting that cashier's check or whatever method you use to pay off that credit card. See you writing $500 on a check and sending it off and know that check is perfectly good. It is going to be paid and that money is there. Some people actually, at the beginning of the month, or sometime during the month, as soon as they get a bill, they write the check. And at the bottom of the check, they say thank you. The money is generally in the account one way or another. Because they trust and have faith that the money will be there. If it isn't, then there's somewhere inside of that person that's not really thinking it's going to be there. They're thinking, no, we got a low balance, it's not going to work. In reality, they have to think, yes, the money's there, I know it is, and trust. Now, knowing how much money you need to pay all your bills is really needed to understand how to manifest all the money. So that's when budgets always come in handy, knowing how much money comes in and how much goes out. For someone like me, I basically know more about what money is going out than it's coming in. I work on a day-to-day basis. But I always have that trust that everything's going to be paid. And every month, one way or another, all my bills are paid. I have that trust and faith that the universe is going to somehow help me manifest all the money I need. And I have a beautiful home. I have beautiful things. And I take vacations. I have a good life, and I'm very, very grateful for everything in my life. I understand that many people right now are having a very hard time having that faith and trust in the universe. They've lost their jobs, money is tight, bills aren't being paid, and they're not feeling too good about themselves, about society, the government, the city. But they have to understand that somewhere in their own reality, they wanted to lose that job. They wanted the experience of knowing how it feels to have things tight. Doesn't always have to stay that way. Many people I know have heard of the story of Joe Vitale. He has written many, many wonderful books. In fact, I'm rereading one of his books right now, Spiritual Marketing. And this is a man who at one time was homeless. He is now, because he changed his thoughts, the way he thinks about things, has so many miracles in his life. He actually helps other people create miracles. He is a multimillionaire many times over. And I highly recommend his work. It's simple, it's easy, it makes sense, and it works. So when you decide exactly what you want and understand exactly what you think about money, And as I say to many people, does life control you or do you control your life? Because in reality, in truth, you control your life through your thoughts, through your actions. By understanding what's going on in your life, inside of you, and becoming more aware of what your unconscious may be doing to sabotage you, and having your unconscious become more conscious and catching yourself at those little thoughts that may be stopping the process of manifesting everything you need. A few years ago, it was in 2003, in fact, I was in a car accident. I was in a head-on collision with a drunk driver. I walked away. The ambulance, the police all said I should be dead. And I walked away. I have a little bit of a scar on my knee, and my head got a little bumped, but I walked away. During the healing process and the resting period, a friend of mine was using a biofeedback machine, the QXCI machine, I believe is what it's called. And she did this spiritual because she was new to the machine and she wanted to try it out. And during the time I was resting and she was doing the biofeedback, I had a very vivid and lucid visitation with Jesus Christ. I literally felt him kissing my forehead. And him telling me that I was stopping the process so much because I couldn't make up my mind, that I was being inconsistent, so I was stopping myself from manifesting everything I needed, that I need to make a decision and stick to it. It's really important to be persistent and consistent when manifesting. He said, once you do that, you will have everything you need. So if I had persistent thoughts that I don't have any money, guess what? I'm not going to have any money. Things change. Once I really truly understood through a few more hard lessons exactly how I was sabotaging myself, I changed my thoughts. And my life changed. I brought in exactly what I did want by experiencing everything I don't. And I said, I don't want this in my life. I don't want that. And I did it. I switched it to this is what I want. I changed those negative thoughts into the positive and moved forward with understanding that I need to state and in a way, command the universe to give me exactly what I need. Give them a time frame. If they don't have a time frame, guess what? They'll take their time. Don't let the universe know how you expect it to happen. Just let them know that you want it by this date. And see the miracles occur. If you are aware and conscious of the little ways the universe can help you. They really do help you. It was very interesting on the flight back. I am a writer. Spirit has been telling me to write over and over again. And I have been writing. And I was even thinking of doing, since I travel so much, some travel writing. And sure enough, I'm on the plane. I'm sitting next to someone who is a travel writer. And it was fun talking to her about how she got her jobs and how she sold her articles. And I got a lot of good information from her. We had a lot of the similar ideas of how to help people in coaching and teaching, because she was also a teacher. And how important journaling is to understand what's going on. That the writing process can give you new ideas and more ideas about writing or exactly what you want. So if you're not sure, start journaling. Just see what comes out. There's nothing specific that you need to write down or say, or all you need to do really is ask out, okay, what do I want? And see what comes out when you write, start writing. You don't need a fancy journal. You just need a pad of paper. I have so many yellow pads of paper, the 8x11s or whatever, filled with notes of all these plans. And now Spirit is saying, okay, you've got the plan. Let's start working on them. So I'm beginning to work even harder on getting those plans done because I've been guided to what to do. And now I need to be even more consistent and persistent in getting those things checked off and done. We're all here to experience things. Right now, it's not the funnest time, but it's a rebuilding time for a new foundation. Everywhere I'm reading from many different sources, June is a huge month of rebirth, of starting in a different direction where things are manifest much, much quicker. And they're pretty quick now, so you have to be careful what you think of. Because it will happen. It's just instantaneous. It has been for me. So, if you have got any questions, the lines are open. The number is 877-876-5227 or 888-815-9756. And if you just want to tell me what you're doing to manifest. How are you helping yourself get through these tight times? Are you having tight times? If there's a comment you want to make on the last couple shows that I pre-recorded, I thought they were amazing shows. A lot of good information came out of it. I really enjoyed having both Philip and Shireen on the show. I've got some great people coming up on the show to also illustrate the acceptance and allowance and the relationship that we all have with ourselves and the reality we're creating through the astrology and also Goddess Sophia is going to be on. Christina Keene is going to be on later in April. And in a couple weeks, Kim Marie, who is a wonderful astrologer who has been on before, is going to be on, and she's going to be talking about several of the planets that are in Aquarius and how their interaction are really pushing us towards the humanity union and working towards humanity and building that communion and that union with helping each other. And we're experiencing that more and more. This is a year to participate in life, but you need to understand how you want to participate, what you want to create. I mean, as Jesus said to me in that meditation, that moment, that visit, if I don't know what to do, just sit still. Something will pop in my head to give me a clue in what direction. And if you don't like the idea that pops in your head, something else is there. And that's a good way of doing it. Find something that you have passion for, that makes you feel alive, that fills your heart with joy and happiness. And things will definitely change for you once you find that. Hello, caller. This is Jen.
Hello. Yes, my name is John. And this is the first time I heard you on the radio, and it's very interesting, very enlightening. Myself, I lived in Sedona for many, many years, and now I was shuffled out to Connecticut, where we're opening up a healing center out here. And I noticed that you're angelic intuitive, and basically, I wanted to just ask if you had any guidance, you know, what would be most appropriate for me in this timing. I spent about 15 years in Sedona, and this is a new energy, and I have somewhat of a grip on what I'm doing out here, but, you know, starts are always unusual, interesting.
Well, I mean, the first thing I'm getting is, yes, you're definitely supposed to be where you are. When you're in Sedona, there was a huge learning curve for you, a growth period for you, a century. I'm also getting that there's going to be a huge shift and change in spiritual growth again for you in the next, for the next really 5 to 8 weeks. A lot of things shifting for you, a lot of information kind of like being downloaded to you. Do you do meditation?
Yes, I do. With me, it's more of a point where I try to make my whole life a meditation.
Right.
You know, by still being here and in the now, but and still being connected to synchronicity and the animal
right.
kingdom and all of that.
I'm just kidding that you need to sit still, that you're constantly moving.
Uh-huh.
And they're trying to catch up with you.
Do
you understand that some of the guidance is trying to catch up with you? It's almost like you're running from it.
And to facilitate that, just simply go into that quiet space. I mean,
the quiet space, and that, or else even, and what they're showing me is like you're even running when you sleep. It's like your mind is just, it is in a very good space, but it's just like going in a lot of different directions. I mean, you do get to your center and you hold that center most of the time, but it's almost like as soon as they want to give you information, you take off running. And they're saying, can you just let us give you a little more information because you're asking for it. And it's like you ask the question, what am I supposed to be doing? And then you go running looking for it. And they're trying to hand it to you and you're going in the opposite direction. Do you understand what I mean?
Yes. Well, you see, you know, I think we're all going through a lot of shifts with the different DNA sequencing and that.
Yeah.
And even that was a part of, well, lately they were quite pretty, you know, very profound. And I almost wanted kind of an affirmation that I will be here for the shift in physical vehicle.
Oh, definitely.
Okay. Well,
you're definitely heading in the right direction. But they keep saying to me that you really need to, if you have a question, really hold your center tight. Gather in all your energy to your heart space. Quiet yourself. And that answer, that clarity you're looking for, and I do think you're looking for a lot of clarity.
Yes,
you have a basic understanding of what you're doing, and you just need that clarity of the final steps you need to do. And they're really, literally trying to hand it to you.
Okay.
And as soon as
my
they try to hand it to you, you face the opposite direction.
I see. My main focus is my healing work. And
yes.
And that's where I want more clarity on, because many times the soul purpose may not allow for what I envision, but at the same time, I envision for them the best, and we'd all like to see everyone remain here for the shift, but it's sometimes very sad, you know, especially now in these times, how other people treat other people, and with the wars and all that going on, and you'd like to all see them remain and become enlightened. So that's part of it, because many times we have miraculous healings, and at other times it didn't quite place.
But you have to understand, everything's happening. It truly is exactly as it's supposed to be. So if the shift didn't quite catch, it just needed a little more punch, and they're building up and preparing us for that really, that good punch to get us all on the same plane. And right now we really are truly in this gap of finalizing letting go of the old. And a lot of people who aren't going through the healing process as fast as we like, it's because they're having trouble letting go of the old.
Sure.
And until everybody really finds that space and that comfort in being uncomfortable and unsure, and in that space of understanding that it's a little scary when you have no clue what you're going to do, and that's okay. Letting go of everything they know in the past, holding on to the lessons, understanding you got what you needed, and step into that new light, or up the ladder is another way of thinking of ascension. It's going to slow everybody down because we really need the group energy to push everybody over. And all we can do with the people who are truly in that light and that space and understanding that we're carrying the weight for a lot of people and just kind of pulling them along, that it's okay. We're in this resting period right now. And it is a time to really clarify and what you want, because you are creating it.
Right.
So are you waiting for the how you're getting this done? Or are you wondering exactly what is the clarity that you're looking for?
Well, basically, I was just thinking, after so many years on the planet here, I wanted that assurance that I would be, that really is a great motivator for me, that I would be present physically for the shift.
Well, consider that done. Don't question if you're going to. Just know you are.
Okay, that's wonderful. Sure, because, everything that you've said about, people being in victimization and all that, and it all comes down to our thoughts and how we create
mm-hmm.
everything around us. And I know that for myself, that was quite a process that took many, many years. But now I can have full trust and envision, and I know that gratitude is one of the greatest tools for manifestation. But I really love the Earth Mother, and I just wanted to be there for that.
Well, consider yourself being there now and in the near future. As long as you really, truly, and I say this to a lot of people who are wondering, how long are they going to be here in the physical? You're going to be here as long as you truly want to be.
Okay.
As long as you're needed, and you're needed.
That's
your healing energy, your light, your presence, your essence is truly needed, wanted, and desired in the physical. So don't even question it. Don't doubt it.
Well, thank you. Do you also do workshops, traveling and do workshops?
I am in the process of getting that set up. I do have a couple classes that I am taking a list of people. So anybody interested, if you go to angelsintuition.com, I do have a couple classes that I'm taking, names of people interested and where they're located so I can set something up. I like to have at least 10 people in the class to really have the class, because it takes a lot of work to get everything done. And
I've been setting up workshops and that for quite a few years, and I understand exactly where you're coming from there. So I'll check out your website and then email you, and we could go from there. But this is, it's been refreshing to listen to you there.
Well, thank you very much, and it's an honor to speak to you, and keep up the good work.
Okay, thank you, and bless you.
Bless you. That was, John, I thank you very much, because it's a confirmation of the energy and the messages I'm getting that this is a time for people to work together. And just to mention the workshops I do, the classes I have, one is inner strength, which is developing that trust in your intuition, and trusting your intuition, knowing it's it's right on, and giving yourself permission to truly manifest what you want. My other class is called INOP, Individual Notion of Being, and it is a class developed so you understand your unconscious, your subconscious, and making all the negative emotions that may be in your life and making them motivators. So I know if I'm getting angry, it's going to push me to get something done and not just complain. I switch the energy from being kind of like that turbo engine in a positive way and not just blowing off steam and getting angry and making me sick and upset. That is not good use of the energy. And it's all energy. We are all creating exactly what we want. We came in with a plan before. We set ourselves up for certain lessons and agreements. Every single person who's come into your life is someone that you've wanted in your life. The good, the bad, and the ugly. And that is one thing that people have the hardest thing to understand. They keep saying, I didn't want to get hurt. I didn't want this to happen. I didn't create this. And I just look them in the eye and say, yes, you did. Appreciate your brilliance. And it is brilliance to have the experience in whatever form you're doing. It is amazing. The details that you got out of it, every single person, every single word, every little thing that has happened to you, you created in this beautiful play you are writing. So I am suggesting on this new moon in Pisces, I believe it's Pisces, to create the life you want. Sit down and rewrite your script if you don't like the way life is going. You have that option. You have that ability. Make it more positive. I've told many people, and I've done this, is to write down, date it to the end of the year, December 31st, 2009, and even start it today. March 26, 2009. Started from this point. You don't have to put down the date because you've put the last day of the year. And you can say this was an incredible 10 months. During this time, I recreated my life to have abundance, happiness, love, joy. And using my anger that I had from things that I created in my life in the past in such a motivating way to change my thoughts and the way I'm doing things to the way I really want it. Because I experienced that anger, that rejection, that abandonment, and all those issues that people tend to hang on to, you changed it to a motivator and saying, I didn't like that, so I'm not going to have it in my life anymore. And this is the way it's going to be. And hold firm. Be consistent. And watch it unfold. As I said, state what you want, but not how. Let the universe have a chance to help you out. As Jesus said to me, I kept changing my mind right before it's going to manifest. And all I could say is, oops, I didn't realize that. But looking back, it's, oh, it was so right. I did. I had some wonderful experiences. Things rolling around so great. And then those doubts got in. Those hesitations. And they were just like tripping me up every time. And I would say, well, obviously it's not supposed to be. Maybe another time. And I'd wait. And then I'd have a dream or see a sign to remind me of that goal that I had in mind and I had put up on the shelf, and I'll take that goal back down and I say, you know, this is really something I have a passion for. Let's pull out what I've done and see where I need to go now. And I've been slowly but consistently really chipping away at that, and in the process getting rid of the fears and the anxiety and the unsuredness, yet not being totally sure where it's going. I see the end results, and it's awesome. And the process getting there has been very slow, a lot slower than a double fire sign like me likes. But I know it's coming to a head, and the outcome is within reach. And it's going to help a lot of people. And it is a passion within my heart that I really, truly want to give to humanity. And we have a caller. Hello, caller. How are you?
Hi, good. My name is Anne, and I'm listening to your radio.
And thank you.
I have a lot of anger inside of me, a lot of situations that I'm going through. I'm expecting a lot of help from my family and my parents. And I don't have my soul in peace, you know what I mean?
Right.
And I don't know what to do to have that resolved.
Okay. You need to create a situation, a thought form, of exactly what you truly want the outcome to be. Do you know what you want the outcome to be? Because what I'm picking up from you is a lot of scattered energy because you're not sure what you want.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as you get that outcome, even if it's just peace of mind, peace within your soul, in all areas of your life.
I do know what I want, but I'm not receiving from the people that I love the help that I'm waiting for. And that's what makes me doubt.
Okay. Why are you depending on other people for support? Because I get a feeling it's financial support.
Exactly.
You can create money coming in, financial support, physical support, emotional support. You can manifest that within yourself and from other people by knowing they're going to be there in some form. And understand what you put out and what you get back might be slightly different, but what you're getting is for your highest good. And if you're not getting the support that you truly want, part of you truly doesn't want it. And you're breaking up really bad. I can't even hear you.
Okay.
Okay, because I'm hearing two people talking. I'm now hearing you, but I'm hearing someone in the background.
No. It's only me. So if you're saying that if I'm not receiving something, it's because part of me
it's blocking it. Part of you doesn't want it. Part of you doesn't think it's going to happen. Therefore, guess what? It's not going to happen. So you got to get rid of that.
Get rid of my feelings of how I feel?
Get rid of the thought that you're not going to get the support you truly want and deserve. Know that you're getting exactly what you deserve. And know that you deserve everything that you truly, truly want. And that you have all the support you could ever want. You've got the peace of mind. It's like you've got a huge, big heart that is beginning or has partly shut down because you don't trust. You're living more in the past of past hurts And that's holding you back. This is a new beginning. Let go of the past. If somebody didn't support you in the past, that doesn't mean they're not going to support you now. People are changing.
Well, I just did it by myself, and I'm just starting in a new place, in a new home, and by myself. And
mm-hmm.
I don't, I wanted to create my own working environment, my own company, and I know that my family can help me, but I am not receiving that from them. I'm just doing everything on my own. When I have all the people surrounded by me
mm-hmm.
that can help me, but no one is helping me.
Are you asking?
Well, I did. Like my parents, I did ask them. They told me they can't help me. And they know the problem present doesn't have sick people in the past. Then you just going to the other people that have your friends.
Okay. I am getting, and even with what you said, I'm getting a contradiction. You're saying you're doing everything on your own, but you
yes.
want support from others. So what you're saying is you want to do it on your own, and you want support from other people at the same time. It's a contradiction.
Exactly. For the beginning, yes, I need some support, definitely.
Well, everybody does, and you can have it all the time. But what I'm saying is what you're telling the universe is I want to create something on my own, and yet you're also saying you want support from other people. So you got a little bit of a contradiction. You need to reword it as I'm creating something that is truly a reflection of me with the help of the people around me that I know that can help me. Do you understand what I mean?
Yes.
You need to just reword the way you're thinking of it, and that support will be there.
Yes.
Because I keep getting, you keep saying, I'm doing it on my own, I'm doing it on my own. Well, if you keep saying you're doing it on your own, guess what? Nobody can come in because you're really not allowing them to or accepting it in the form they may be offering.
I'll be a disturber. I don't want to disturb no one. You know, I don't.
But if you need help, you got to ask. And it's okay to ask. Give yourself permission to ask for help, to ask for support. Even if it's, you know, financially, emotionally, in any way, it's okay.
Okay.
You're allowed. Okay? And
okay.
It's still your creation. It's still your baby. It's still your business. They're not going to take it away unless you give it to them. Just hold on to it. They're supporting you. It doesn't mean they're going to own you.
Okay.
Okay?
Yes.
Does
Thank
that help
you
out?
I hope so, yes. I'm going to think like you to me, and I'm going to try to wake up tomorrow with a different attitude and ask, and if they ask and express myself to the people that love me and explain them how I'm feeling,
mm-hmm.
and so they know what's inside of me. And it's like if you have all your family around you, but you don't have no one to go, that's how I feel, kind of.
Well,
so,
tomorrow it's changing. That's now beginning to change. They're around
okay.
you, and they're there to support you. Okay?
Amen. Thank you.
Amen. Many blessings to you.
Amen. Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. And the time is coming to an end. And I do want to thank you all for listening and everyone for calling in. It's been great talking to all of you. And next week, we will have Kim Marie on, who's going to be talking about what's going on astrologically. There's some big things going on. So this is Jennifer Hellman. If you want to get in touch with me, it's angelsintuition.com. And with that, with each breath of air, we hope you gain new insights and inspirations. Until next time, many blessings and good night.